of buying time, killing people that's in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Censorship, force of air, fuck them back. It's only for they bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn the kids. No one makes gun, trees, lime to your face. Fight and die, cause God will give. Buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. See their shit, force of air. Fuck them back, that's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn the kids. No one leaves gun, trees, lie to your face. Fight and die, cause God forgives. Yeah.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, The Boat, right here on UCY.TV, and I'm going to be your host for the next hour. Well, it appears that Donald Trump is a new president, and it just it's almost too funny because, you know, I personally paid no attention whatsoever to this election. For months now, people have been telling me that, you know, Julian Assange has released more emails. And he's a player. So what are you going to do about that? But anyways, it's so bizarre. I had two live feeds going Tuesday night, and that would update every 20 seconds or so. As the votes came in across America, and I pulled something in my chest on Thursday morning. And I couldn't really lay down very good, so I stayed up till about 2 o'clock or 2:30 right now, and watched the results come in, and I think I got to 266 or 264 for Trump, need 270, and then it stopped, you know, like... Pennsylvania was at 99.7%. Trump was ahead by 100,000 or 80,000. Well, you're not going to change that. But they wouldn't roll it in. So same as Michigan, same as Wisconsin. Alaska had already popped through there. I mean, Alaska is the last one to report. And meanwhile, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania... that are rolling at 8 o'clock. The polls close at 8 o'clock. And Alaska's votes through, and they're still dicking around with Pennsylvania, Michigan. So, anyways, you know, the numbers, Trump wins the election. Earlier on, it was more than obvious that they won the House and the Senate. So, Donald and his crew own the show. They've got majority right from the top to the bottom. And they can pretty much do whatever it is they want to do now. The question is, what is it they want to do? And I saw earlier, just not too long before showtime there, that apparently, I haven't been to the site yet, but apparently there's a Donald Trump website or president website. And I read something that he has already removed the idea of blocking Muslims from coming into the country. And there's no mention of his taking down of the, or the ignoring of the climate change stuff, or the Paris Climate Agreement. Now, where they don't have it up yet, or they didn't put it up, or they had it up and they took it down, who knows? But it's amazing here. Wednesday morning, I went to get a coffee. That would be yesterday morning. I went to get a coffee. A lady I know who works in the real estate industry came in for a coffee, and I said, "How are you doing?" I said, "Fine." Or she said, "Fine." I said, "Fine." And I said, "So what's new?" And she says, "Trump won the election." "And? What's that got to do with you? You ain't American. Are you frightened?" "I'm a little scared." "Why are you a little scared?" "Well, Trump got in." Now, what the hell does that even mean? Trump got in. Right? But this is the propaganda machine run by the media. These people who are pissed because Trump got in have no idea why they're pissed, except the media run this propaganda scare for, I don't know, over a year maybe. And so propaganda is a pretty powerful tool. So they watch their regular TV programs and read their regular news. And for the last year or so, everything has been negative Trump. The boogeyman. And now the boogeyman got elected. And people are freaking out. Yet all these celebrities, if Trump gets elected, I'm moving to Canada. Well, we don't want your sorry asses here. We got enough communists here already. We don't need any more. Stay put. You're not welcome. And I see the Colbert Report or whatever show he's running now. I don't have a TV and I don't watch the garbage. But I've listened to people for the last few years, you know, you got to watch this comedian or that comedian or this comedian. And you listen to them for 3 minutes and you said, these are liberal hacks. They're minions. Okay, they're talking heads and you're laughing about what they're saying, and what they're saying is we're the enemy and we're inside the gates and you're too stupid to know it. Now you got these liberal talking heads and these comedians and that freaking out because why? Well, Trump got in. They didn't. All their propaganda's falling apart now. Well, propaganda only has a shelf life for so long, and it is well past its shelf life. It's done like a dinner. So now you got, you know, I see this thing last night that Chicago, murder capital of America. Chicago, Illinois is all pissed off because Donald Trump got in, showing protests on the street. People are angry in Chicago. Well, they're kind of surrounded now, aren't they? You look at Illinois, it's kind of got a little blue dot there, and all surrounded by red. So, suck air, boys. Now, Chicago is a major player in this UN globalist nonsense, so I can see why they're protesting. The problem is, boys and girls, that Mr. Trump, love him or hate him, don't matter to me, is going to take an oath in order to become the president. And that oath he's going to take is not to the men and women of America. It is to the state. It is to the legal system. It is to the fiction that enslaves all man on this planet. So, what's Donald going to do? Is he going to move America back to law and out of the legal system? Or is Donald just going to continue to play the game? Now, I saw references that came from him that he's part of the legal system, which is the slavery system. And will Donald do what Donald said Donald's going to do? Or will Donald just simply carry on down the road doing what Obama was doing and what the Bushes were doing? Or is Donald actually going to be a man and stand up and encourage the men and women to stand up? Because if he doesn't, he's just one of them. There was a dead comedian said, "It's a big club, and you and I ain't in the big club. The same club they used to beat you on the head and tell you what to think and tell you what to do and what to believe and yada, 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 yada." Mr. George Carlin. So either Trump is with the men and women of the nation of America, or Donald Trump is with the big club, the legal system, the corporate system. Because remember, the United States is a corporation. The legal system is corporate law. It is not law of men and women. It is slave law. And if you go back and read, or just go Google it, Roman slave law, you should be able to find the book, which explains exactly the system that we live in, which is Roman slavery. There's no difference. So what's Donald going to do? I know the right is just ecstatic that Donald got in, just like the left was just ecstatic that Obama got in. Now we find Obama, who didn't have too much good to say about Trump, had a nice meeting with Trump and basically come out and said he's one of the boys. Tinkerbell Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, phoned up Trump and he thinks they can work it out. So if either Trump's holding his cards close to his chest, or he's just one of the club members. Welcome to the club, Donald. Welcome to the club. And I hate to break it to anybody, but I get a bad feeling Donald is just one of the club. So this is no time to settle down. And like I said, Tuesday on the show, after watching the dinner after the last debate and seeing the Archbishop there and Kissinger there and the Bilderberger newscasters there and some really nefarious looking strange people there with upside down crosses and shit, that last sentence that Donald had to say, I said, okay, Donald's the man. He's wink-winked them and told them, I'm your boy. So either he is going to stand up for the men and women of America, or he's going to take the easy route and just follow suit. And like I said, Donald would likely win the election because it's starting to get a little too hot in America. They created the chaos, not the American people, but the boys that were at the dinner and their friends. Order out of chaos is the mantra. All you got to do is look at the West and see the chaos that it's involved in now. All of it created. But the right, the so-called right, just about had enough of the so-called left. and their antics. So I said that Donald will likely win in order to chill things out a little bit. They're not quite ready for the final implosion here. They don't want the right to stand up and walk into the White House and arrest everybody. They don't want the right to go and take over the media. They don't want the right to have a voice. They don't want the right to rise up, because it's the right, not the left, that's loaded for bear. So is Donald's job just to simmer things down? I think so. I hope I'm wrong, but if you look at history, it says I'm right. But again, I hope I'm wrong. This is no time for the American people to get lazy. There's no time for them to be out there celebrating, yo, Donald got in, he's going to fix everything. I think you might be sorely mistaken. You still got to get a hold of your local councils, because the left runs them. There isn't a local city or town council that is not implementing the UN globalist corporate agenda. Every city, town council is guilty of treason. And you got to keep your eyes on that. Not so much Donald. You got to keep your eyes on that. Now, Donald said he's going to build infrastructure. What kind of infrastructure are you going to build? Light rail transit systems? Is that what he's talking about? Is he talking about upgrading your sewer and water systems to be sold off overseas to the investors? Is that the infrastructure he's talking about? Is this great job creation that he's talking about? Is that just a temporary thing to chill everybody out, get everybody's eyes off of things? Oh boy, we're back to work. Way to go, Donald. It kind of sounds like Roosevelt. I think it was Roosevelt. Whoever had the new whatever it was, the new dream or whatever it was. Same shit. History repeats. There's a reason for it, because it's all templated. They pull the templates as they need them. They change out the underwear, I suppose, or the political parties as required. To keep the people down, to keep them stupefied, to keep them pacified. Now, I was quite happy when Donald Trump won the election. But not because I'm convinced Donald Trump is anything more than a player. I was quite happy that we got rid of, because had Clinton got in, it would just accelerate faster and faster and faster. And like I said Tuesday, Trump getting in will slow things down a little bit, but it's not time to get complacent. The nation is in dire straits. And I'm sure Donald's going to do some things that makes the right extraordinarily happy, which will probably cause kind of like a lemming movement off a cliff for the left. You know, I've seen some articles and stuff go by where teachers are canceling semesters and classes, and children in the schools are crying. And I saw a video up here in Ontario of children speaking about the election of Donald Trump, children, mind you, in public school, speaking like they have a freaking clue about anything. It's always get the children speaking. Don't want the adults involved in it. So, you know, we have our premier up here in the province I'm in, and it's totally ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous that. And the first thing I did, you know, before I even went to bed Tuesday night, well, Wednesday morning, was I just put a little three-line post in on my Facebook, and that was that it's a clean sweep, right? Presidency, Senate, and House. Clean sweep. And it is, and it's a good thing. Now, Nancy Pelosi, I see, wants to continue on as the Democrat House leader, I think it is. Now, Pelosi should have been jailed decades ago, hooked up with the likes of Morris Strong and the Rockefellers and that. Again, an enemy within the gates, as Cicero warned so many years ago. But people don't seem to notice anything. There's that other old saying, you'll either affect politics or you'll be affected by politics. Well, if you're not affecting them, you get what you deserve because you ain't trying to make any necessary changes. So this is the Premier of Ontario, who is a lesbian, not good looking woman. And this too is all about women, not real women, lunatic women. You see, this Gaia thing, okay, Gaia, Mother Earth, and we had, you know, here in my town, we have a labyrinth or whatever you call them things. You go around in circles and stuff. I mean, this is all mind psychology nonsense. About saving the planet and being part of the planet and Gaia being Mother Earth. Well, you see, all of these, everywhere you look, there's women becoming premiers of provinces and senators of states and so on and so forth. There's a reason for that. That's the push. And it's the takedown of man, the man, men. Okay, and all of this nonsense, these, you know, renewable energy and, you know, saving the water and getting rid of CO2, it's all about saving Mother Earth, which is about Gaia, who just, by the way, was an ancient hoe and slept around a lot. And it's about woman power right now. The beauty of it is that Gaia goes to sleep. Gaia awakens occasionally for a while and then goes back to sleep. So this rise of these women, they didn't rise to where they rose to because they had talent. It was using them to push the agendas. But Guy only stays awake so long, so, you know, if she don't go to sleep soon, we'll have to give her a sleeping pill or something. So this chaotic nonsense that's going on with these crazy women, and please make understood of this, I am not putting down women. Women, where would the world be without? But this is a different ball game, totally different ball game. It's this deception, which is a fraud. But anyways, a shocked, this is a quote, a shocked, unquote, Premier Kathleen Wynne is expressing hope U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's anti-trade rhetoric was just campaign bluster. Speaking to The Star on Wednesday, Wynne said she's worried about Trump's threat to rip up North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, that is so vital to Ontario's economy. My biggest fear is the trade relationship, the Premier said, mindful the United States is far away, whatever. She is also concerned about the impact of a Trump presidency and a Republican Congress on efforts to tackle climate change. Now, I understand that who Trump has picked for his, I guess, climate guy or whatever, is a global warming skeptic. So that's a good sign. And it's not about being a skeptic. It's about the fact of the matter, the thing's a fraud. Again, you can tie that back to Mother Earth Gaia. So she's worried that the Trump presidency and a Republican Congress on efforts to tackle climate change because the incoming president has claimed global warming is a Chinese hoax perpetrated to hobble American manufacturing. Well, I don't know if it's a Chinese hoax. It's most definitely a Rockefeller hoax and a Rothschild hoax. That's absolutely certain. And if you don't understand what I'm talking about, then go look up George Washington Hunt, who is left the planet, unfortunately, and I missed the guy. We had many good chats. You had him on the show a couple times, and a very dedicated man. But, you know, where he figured out, he went to a meeting that was attended by Maurice Strong and Evelyn de Rothschild and David Rockefeller. And that's where he got into it. And Chinese hoax, it's a hoax. I don't care if it's a Chinese hoax. It's a global hoax, that's for sure. We need to deal with that. But if you go and listen to, you just type in George Hunt or George Washington Hunt, and you'll find his old videos. He was at this before the internet. He was at this before digital anything. He was doing this on old VHS tapes. And he has some very, very interesting stuff to speak about. And so you should go watch it. She said, we made a lot of progress. This is this idiot dyke, a Gaia babe, a Gaia lady. We've made a lot of progress on climate change discussion globally, and if we've got a president who really doesn't see the importance of that, well, it puts so much at risk, she said. Yeah, well, it brings down the globalists. Because the mechanism was required in order to create a global government had to be a mechanism that could only solve a global problem at a global level. And therefore, environment, which climate change is a part of, was chosen as the mechanism. And it is about robbing you and I and taking our money and wasting it on ridiculous things of which they and their buddies are invested in, which makes them very, very rich and makes you even poorer. And she's concerned about that. Well, sure she is, because our province, all the manufacturing's left, like most of the West. So now they jumped on the Al Gore and Buddy deal of carbon taxes, which are going to be used to fund the governments. And so lots riding on this. So now, is Donald going to fire up the coal plants again? I hope so. Because there's nothing wrong with coal. You know, that's out of the horse's mouth. It's from the senior policy advisor for Ministry of Energy in Ontario, who I spoke to on this matter, I think, way back in probably 2007 timeline, that all is required to make the so-called dirty fuel clean enough is to put the scrubbers on the stacks. Problem solved. And it would have cost a hell of a lot less than dumping these stupid windmills up on and solar panels all over the place. But it didn't stop CO2. The scrubbers won't stop CO2. So CO2 was the gas that was picked. So it wasn't about emissions. It wasn't about, a particulate coming out of the plants. It was about CO2, which is a life gas. And the green movement, of course, is a death cult. Because Mother Earth is awake, but she's going to go back to sleep. So hopefully Donald is going to do something to put it back to sleep. But you see, these guys don't really care, because if Donald fires up the oil fields again, and Donald fires up the coal plants again, and Donald gets the pipelines going again, you know, it's going to make the right happy. It's going to make the left angry. But the guys who sold you the windmills are the same guys that run the oil and the gas and the coal companies. They win, because they control both sides. So they don't give a damn. That's why they can keep switching parties and switching templates. Because people have it ingrained in their heads that the left will do this and the right will do that. And that's a nation divided. And a nation divided cannot survive. And that's why we've got to get rid of the two-party system, or the three-party for it. We've got to get rid of the parties, period. The parties have to go. The parties have to be gone. They have to be ditched. They have to be hung. They have to be quartered. They have to be buried. There is no room in a nation for parties, because the parties were put there to divide and conquer the people. Now, I just got a note come in here. Hilarious that Wynn is fretting about Trump's position on NAFTA. Haven't the Ontario Liberals now provoked two NAFTA suits that Canadian taxpayers and our federal government had to defend Ontario against? The latest being the Windstream offshore wind developer suit against Ontario. And that's true. And I forget how much that was for. Many, 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 many millions of dollars. No, free, you know, this NAFTA thing is another takedown. The North American Free Trade Agreement. Well, free trade is disastrous. Okay? Fair trade is more than welcome. Free trade is a joke. It's like this public-private partnership nonsense. People say, well, this is great. You know, it's a partnership between the public and the private. Well, our utilities here, our electricity utility here, of which each municipality looked after it themselves, was all amalgamated, and on the idea that it would be more cost effective, even though, you know, more and more people every day can't afford the hydro bills in this province. It was sold to us, a public-private partnership. But, and I've read this before, and I read it actually before I got the word from the Amalgamated Electrical Utilities here, was that they usually have a clause in this public-private partnership that 7 years after the public-private partnership has been entered into, it can be privatized, when, of course, nobody's looking. And that's exactly what they did here with our utility. And I got that from one of the board directors when I asked him, you know, this is private-public, or public-private, rather. And, you know, he's going, well, actually, it's private. Well, it wasn't private. How did it become private without anybody knowing about it? Well, the lawyers did it. Well, there you go, the lawyers, eh? The lawyers, the lawyers, the lawyers, the lawyers. So this is all takedown time, and, you know, I hope that Trump tears up the NAFTA. I hope Trump, you know, sticks his foot in the climate mouth, the rhetoric that's been pounded at everybody for so long. Will he do it? Not so sure. We're going to find out. We're going to find out. But the stories, I mean, it's so ludicrous. You know, Obama on the left screaming and hollering about Trump, and now they're buddies. Prime Minister Tinkerbell Trudeau up here, whining, bitching, and complaining, and taking every possible shot he can at Clinton, or not at Clinton, but at Trump. All of a sudden, they're buddies. You know, the right, the left, join together. And we're going to make it a better world together. So you got some serious looking into Mr. Trump. You better watch him real close. And you better be prepared to do a little more this time than you did with Obama. For 8 years, I listened to Americans bitch and complain that he wasn't even eligible to be the president. But yet he managed to stay there for 8 years. The American people didn't rise up and walk into the White House and say, look at this guy, according to the Constitution, is not eligible to sit in that chair. And if you're not going to remove him, we, the people, will. Didn't happen. 8 years. I waited 8 years for that to happen, and didn't happen. And I thought, what a beaten bunch of people. But now Trump's in. And what I'm hoping for Trump, from Trump, is that he's the catalyst that will get the men and women that actually have a clue what's going on in their nations to stand up and not look to Trump as a hero, and not looking to Trump as the guy that's going to fix everything, but to watch Trump with an extremely critical eye, and to make sure, you know, you need to go through everybody that is in his, I don't know what you call it, but you need to go through all the names of all the Republicans who won office, who are sitting in the House and the Senate, and the state houses now. You got to go through every one of their names, start with where you live, and check, do background checks on these guys. Are these guys connected to the Trilateral Commission? Are these guys connected to the CFR? Are these guys connected to anything connected to the United Nations? And I think you're going to be very disappointed in what you find. I think you're going to find that the vast majority of the people in the Trump Club are not a whole lot different than the people that were in the Obama Club. Because they were all vetted before they won their positions. So that would leave mostly Mr. Trump standing there alone. You know, if all of these people that are on board that were elected on the Republican side are basically with the same mindset, oh, they may talk different. They may sound a little more different than the left. But if you go and actually check them out, I think you're going to find the connections are pretty much the same. And that's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is, folks. Just the way it is. So, you know, I'm very, very pleased that Mr. Trump is the president of the United States. But again, the United States, you got to understand, the United States is a corporation. And Mr. Trump is the CEO of that corporation. And that's where these guys have these meetings. That's why Obama can yell and scream and, oh my God, everyone's going to go to hell if Trump gets in. What are you doing? That's why you had all these people going to leave America if Trump gets in. That's why you got the students crying that Trump got in. Well, Trump's in. And now that Trump's in, the media is starting to take a softer approach to Mr. Trump. Change overnight. Actually, it really started changing because I started watching it fairly close. Not the election nonsense, but the media nonsense right after that dinner with the Archbishop and Kissinger and the boys sitting in the crowd. And it was the next day. I started seeing evidence of the softening of the media against Trump, which was further indication that he was going to win the election. And he did. So, who's going to control Mr. Trump? Will Mr. Trump, does Mr. Trump have the capacity? Now, I read something somewhere about Mr. Trump going to go after the Fed. Well, this would be brilliant to watch. But why would he go after the Fed? Now, if he went after the Fed was put there fraudulently. It was a deception and a fraud. Therefore, none of the debt that the American people are being squashed under exists. It's because you can't gain from fraud. So if Mr. Trump was to go and say, wait a minute, guys, I'm a businessman. This is all phony. The debt's phony. So take your Fed and shove it where their sun don't shine. Well, that's an Andrew Jackson move. Does he have the same size cojones that Andrew Jackson had? I don't know. But we're going to find out. Is all the rhetoric he spewed through the election process, you know, did he mean it? That's what I love about politics. Well, that was just in the heat of the election I said that. You really couldn't possibly think I meant it, even though it came out of my mouth. And I'm not just talking about Trump. I'm talking about all politicians. Somehow, as a politician, it's acceptable to lie your way to the top and then not be bound by what you said to get to the top. Now, that should instantly negate any election, but apparently it doesn't. That's because the people have gotten too soft. The politicians never seem to get their feet held to the fire properly. And I'm hoping that this change out, this new presidency, is the beginning, a new beginning for the men and women of America, not just America, but the West in general. That they sharpen up, that they can feel their spines starting to strengthen and their minds starting to sharpen and strengthen. And we can take our nations back. Because their lives, a lawful life versus a legal life, is a completely different life. One is free, one is slave. You cannot be free in the legal system. It's an impossibility. An absolute impossibility. And you'll never have peace in the legal system because the legal system is all about manipulation, deception, and gaining advantage. It's business. It's just business. Well, your nation shouldn't be a business. There's nothing wrong with business in the proper context, but to have your nation being a business, being a corporation, means it's part of the legal system. And if your nation is part of the legal system, it's part of the corporate system, and you're a corporate slave. And most people work for wages. And most people have their labor stolen from them through taxes and that. Because when you go to work, what they're doing is they're giving you a bundle of rights because you were registered when you were born and you have the ability to go out and slave away. But they have the ability, you gave them the okay to steal your earnings, to steal your labor from you through taxes and licensing fees and so on and so forth. So to say free, you ain't free if you're a citizen. That's what worried about me, you know. The American citizens, you know. Well, wait a minute, Mr. Trump, you're supposed to be an intelligent man. You know, citizen means the same as subject, and subject is somebody that's under something else. And what they're under is they're under the legal system, which is the corporate system. And the people, the men and women, are nothing more than chattel for the corporation. Who pays the debts of the corporation? The men and women. How? Through their labor, which is stolen from them. No different than sharecroppers. So, I don't mean to sound negative about the Trump victory, because it's a hell of a lot better, I suppose, than a Clinton victory, because that would have just, they would have highballed it. So now they've backed it off a little bit, but they're still running on the same rail track. They just slowed the engine down a little bit, I think, to once again deceive the people so that they could take advantage of the people. So I'm very interested to see in the coming days and weeks as to what this infrastructure that Mr. Trump is hailing as the creator of millions of American jobs. Very interesting to see what that's all about. And we're going to find out one way or the other, because it's going to happen. Now, as far as the children and that are concerned, that are all hap up about the problem of Mr. Trump, school children, grade school children, crying because Mr. Trump got elected. They don't know who Mr. Trump is. They don't know anything about Mr. Trump, but yet they're crying in that. America's over. It's going down the suey hole. Why did Mommy and Daddy vote for Mr. Trump? What were you thinking, Mommy and Daddy? Because if you look at it, because the right and the left are put there to divide the people, divide and conquer, pretty simple concept. And if you look at recruiting, the schools are recruitment centers. And I don't have any data that I can back up what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it anyways because it makes sense to me. And I'm sure the data will back me up down the road somewhere if I need it. But I was just thinking about this around supper time tonight. The schools are recruitment centers. Make no bones about it. So I'm thinking that most of the people who join the army or the armed forces are probably right-leaning people. Wave the flag, save America, defend our land, and so on and so forth. And they get conned by the right-wing lingo. Or on the other hand, the left is coerced into things like climate change, Mother Earth, LGBTQ, empathy, and all this kind of nonsense. And they're the ones to use to push that agenda. So, you know, it's a split nation. Now, Mr. Trump apparently wants to bring the nation together, to bring all people together. Now, you're never going to get everybody. I mean, the country's been split so long, the nation's been split so long, the mindset of the right-left has been manipulated to a T. And the manipulators, we all should take our hats off to the manipulators and the deceivers, because they've done some brilliant work. They've managed to deceive most of the people. They've managed to get people that they need to be right or left. It's been a brilliant, brilliant plan. You know, I was looking at Trump, all the rhetoric running around about Trump. Oh my God, what's going to happen to the world? It just kind of reminded me of me diving. I didn't dive under the desk, but my fellow classmates did when we were young. Because when they wanted to scare the people, they just put the clock at 5 to midnight or 2 minutes to midnight and shake the shit out of everybody, because that's how close we are to the nuclear war between America and the United States, or you know, America and Russia. It'd freak everybody out. Same thing with Trump. It's almost like he's the nuclear threat. That I've seen pictures, you know, of Trump with his finger getting ever closer to the red button, right? And people are so scared. I mean, I live in freaking Canada. I can't live in Canada, of course, because Canada's just a piece of paper, but I live here in this place they call Canada. And people are really shook up. They're really freaked out about Mr. Trump. But we're more of a communist country. Now, America's coming our way quick and has been for decades and being softened up by the school system and the media and the movies. But we're a much more socialist country than America. We've been a socialist country longer than America, let me put it that way. And to watch the people here freak out, they didn't freak out when Obama was getting in. You know? No, they weren't freaked out at all because Obama was going to save Mother Earth and we were going to get free green electricity. Holy crap. And of course, nothing could be further from the truth, but that's the rhetoric. So because so many people here are freaked out about Obama getting in, tells you that we are much more socialist than America. And, you know, it's the adults to me seem like little children. What are we going to do now? Trump got in. What are we going to do? These are people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s I'm talking to. Completely freaked out because Donald Trump is the president of the United States. Big deal. So I'm hoping. I mean, it's comical to watch the meltdown of the left. I mean, they're having brain hemorrhages, which is comical. Most of them have no idea what they're involved in. Too damn stupid. But the meltdown that's going on, and it's ridiculous. So that's why I'm glad Trump got in, is to shake the bushes a little bit. To get people, you know, a lot of people that I saw comments from about the Colbert and some of the guests he had on, I guess, election night. And these were basically right-wing people who found these shows comical because it's presented to them as comedy, and they let so much slide. They're not being critical enough. They're looking for the joke or the laugh, and they don't really understand what these guys are. Professionals, make no mistake about it. They wouldn't be on the television. They're absolute professionals. But what I saw after the election and all of these comedians and hosts and that having meltdowns, and the people finally dawned on them, it seems, finally, that these people are just left-wing minions, globalist minions. Why do you think they're sitting there? They're doing their job. And they did it well. Because a lot of people didn't seem to notice what they were up to. I mean, I couldn't watch these clowns because I knew exactly what they were up to. And people say, well, yeah, but it's just comedy. It's not comedy. It's not even close to comedy. They're telling you in your face what they represent and what they're trying to push, and you don't seem to get it. So I was quite pleased to see some people really, really pissed off yesterday about some of the nonsense coming out of the mouths of these people, the vile, disgusting noise coming out of their mouths. So they lost their professionalism and their real agenda kind of popped out of their faces. So hopefully this Trump win will shake things up a little bit, but don't expect a right-hand turn, so to speak. It'll be a soft curve in the road, and I'm afraid that when the curve comes back, it'll be on the same highway as Obama, the Clintons, the Bushes were taking America to, which is a destination. No man or woman who has any desire for freedom and peace wants to be on. So we have to keep a very, very close eye on Mr. Trump. I'm hopeful that he will do what a man, a moral man, should do. I mean, he knows the game. There's no ifs or buts about it. He cannot say, I didn't understand. He understands. He's a sharp guy. He understands. Now, is it going to be more deception, or is Mr. Trump going to say, okay, ladies and gentlemen, men and women, it is time to take our nation back. It is time to kill free trade. Fair trade is tariffs, so that we are still competitive. And time to, once and for all, burn the debt, the federal debt, which does not exist, which was specifically set up to bankrupt the nations of the world so that the worlders, the new worlders, could take complete control over every man, woman, and child and all resources on the planet and put it into their kitty. So we're going to find out, and I'm hopeful. I am really, really hopeful that Mr. Trump is a man, and we will find that out shortly. So we're just about out of time here. It's been interesting, and I'm sure people will say, what do you mean Trump's on the other? What I said, check out who he's involved with. Check out the senators, check out the guys in the House and the gals in the House. Check them out. Find out who they're connected to. If they are connected in any way to anything connected to the United Nations or the Trilateral or to Bilderberg or the CFR, you know they're a treasonous dog and they should be removed immediately. And if they aren't removed immediately, well, then your leader is not on side with the men and women. He is on side with the corporation known as the United States of America, and be damned the people. We're going to win this. It's going to be the men and women are going to win it if we want our nations. And with that, I'm going to bid you a farewell for this evening, and we'll be back here Saturday night on where am I going? Saturday night, Revolution Radio from 10 till midnight Eastern Standard Time, and then back on UCY.TV Sunday from noon till 2 Eastern Standard Time. And we'll see what kind of nonsense transpires in the media and on the streets between now and then. So till then, everybody have a wonderful evening. You're living in the most interesting times history has presented in a very, very long time. So grab
selling lies and buying time, killing people, next in line, lower class and social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, censorship, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn, the kids, no one makes gun, trees, lie, to your face, fight.
The Anti-Media Radio, your host.